AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A memo obtained by the AP says the government plans to use the downtown Dallas Convention Center to hold up to 3,000 immigrant teenagers because of a sharply higher number of border crossings. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki talked about facilities at the border.
This is heartbreaking. It's a very emotional issue for a lot of people, and it's very difficult and challenging. And obviously, these TBP facilities are not made for kids.
The memo says the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center will be used for up to 90 days, beginning as early as this week. The Biden administration is kicking off a week of highlighting the president's economic relief bill.
The White House calls it the Help Is Here Tour, a cross-country roadshow aimed at explaining the relief bill's benefits. It began just outside Washington.
You're going to see us working to execute on the American Rescue Plan, working to communicate about the American Rescue Plan.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at a UPS facility that's delivering vaccines. Vice President Harris is heading to a vaccination site in Las Vegas. First Lady Jill Biden, a New Jersey elementary school. They're among the stops meant to show the nation how the relief package will help them beat the pandemic. The president will tout its benefits at the White House today before joining the tour tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is worried the warmer weather may distract people from holding back the virus.
Cases climbed last spring. They climbed again in the summer. They will climb now if we stop taking precautions when we continue to get more and more people vaccinated.
Security officials will soon start scaling back the perimeter fencing surrounding the Capitol in response to guidance from Capitol Police that there does not exist a known credible threat. Federal prosecutors are charging two men with assaulting Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after the Capitol riot. This is AP News. Tighter coronavirus restrictions are in place in parts of Italy and Poland.
Ever-mounting numbers of ICU beds occupied by COVID-19 patients, steadily rising daily caseloads, and infection transmission predominantly driven by a virus variant first discovered in Britain have combined to make Italy's new government apply harsh designations on more regions. And in Poland, amid a sharp spike in the number of new infections and hospitalizations, restrictions have been tightened in two more regions, including the capital. While in France, Paris may be slapped with a weekend lockdown as ICU beds near saturation point. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nearly a dozen countries, including Germany, France, and Italy, have all temporarily suspended their use of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine after reports some people who got the dose developed blood clots. There's no evidence the shots were responsible. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.